Welcome to another short podcast for Moving the Goalpost. I'm your host, John Townsend, and thank you, as always, for listening, tuning in, making time to take this message in, whether it's on a run, on your commute, or just at your office. So one thing I want to talk about as I continue to revamp what Total Football Concepts is, what TVC means to me, what hopefully it means to you, is the messaging that I've been putting out. A lot of people have inquired that I never really have heard from before about the Instagram posts, the Facebook posts, the Twitter messages, some of the interactions that I've had. And I really have admitted that early on, I didn't really want to put a lot of attention to social media. I wanted to just get out on the field, coach players, produce some developmental programs, and work within the confines of the chalked white lines of the field. I really wanted to work on just the sporting aspect of it. But as I've matured with this company for the past 5 years, it's hard to believe that it's been half a decade that I've been doing this. Things really do evolve. And one thing that I have found is a lot of people that I don't have direct interaction with in terms of seeing them day to day or week to week or on the sidelines at the weekend at tournaments, or who've even been coached by me, have really built a lot of bridges to their own path and development through using and listening and hearing and reading some of the content that I've put out. So one message that I really think is interesting that I like to share is when I construct a message for a TVC post, it is not really to tell people what the workout's going to be, to tell them to do something extraordinary. It's not selling them an ebook or a t-shirt. It's not telling them to get on a plane, come to Chicago, come to St. Louis so we can get coaching. It's not any of that. It's really about absorbing what I'm saying and understanding that there is an application level, there is an execution element that has to be present in your life. Some people find it inspirational. Some people find it motivational. Some people find it just part of what they want to consume on a daily basis. Some people don't even like it. That's fine as well. I write these things from a place where I don't really want to ostracize anybody. If you're a parent of a player trying to be great, this is for you. If you are a player trying to be great, this is definitely for you. If you are a coach who I've interacted with indirectly or directly and you're kind of lost and you don't know where to kind of start, or you feel like you need to revamp your mindset, this is for you. If you don't play soccer, this is for you. Most of my messaging in the past 6 weeks has really been around changing the paradigm and looking at the world through a different lens, one that is more than just a quick quote. I'm not here to really motivate anybody. I'm here to really help people unlock what they can already do. I'm also not here to be a puppeteer and pretend that everything is positive. Life is hard. The world is hard. We get busy. We get overworked. We get overstressed. There is a lot of pressure. And so I'm not here to pump flowery messages out to people. That is not my purpose, nor would it ever be. I think what I really want to do when I look at TVC is a lifestyle type thing, a coaching platform, a player development platform, a social platform for all people who love development, whether it's running, whether it's weightlifting, whether it's soccer, whether it's just writing, whether it's just getting after it in whatever capacity you can and whatever arena you choose to take part in. This is important because I see a lot of people who engage trying to sell somebody something, and they look at their page and it's just all these inspirational quotes, all these motivational quips. But then I look at them and they're not very positive. I look at them, they're not doing shit. They're not doing anything. I look at them and they're just taking shots at people, but they're putting on this facade that they are motivational, that they are disciplined, and I look at them and they're not. They're not working out. They're not eating right. They're not engaging people. They're not trying to help players. They're not trying to help themselves. They have no relationship with themselves, and yet they have this false dichotomy going on. And I don't want people to understand themselves in a false way. So my messages are definitely serious. They're definitely deep. And some of them are simple, but they're not easy to execute. A lot of it is a blunt, harsh, cold reminder that if you want to be better at anything, it's going to take work. There is no staircase to the top that doesn't start in the sewer. There is no way you're going to get to the next level by just showing up. And so as I go through these podcasts and I try to produce more content, I try to find images and take pictures of what I do on a daily basis to help others, I'm looking at this through the lens of, if I were a 14-year-old player and I knew what I know now at 35, what would I tell 14-year-old me? What would I do if I could turn back the clock and reignite my own path? Or what am I going to do in 10 years when my own kids maybe play this game? How am I going to perceive that message? What am I going to do to motivate them? Or how am I going to be a beacon of inspiration for people? Because if I'm not walking the walk, talking the talk doesn't mean anything. Actually, I find that there are so many people that are conflicted on this. Now, I'm not trying to say that people who have a whole Instagram page or Twitter feed of inspirational things aren't good people. This is a matter of seriousness. This is a matter of, are you serious? Do you understand that you cannot fake your way through this life? And so I don't ever want to provide anything that is flowery, that is here to boost your ego. In fact, I'm here to take a sledgehammer to your ego, which you should be doing yourself, to humble yourself, do the work, do the hard thing, which is often the right thing, almost always the right thing, and do it daily. Just decide that if you've had a bad run of years, a bad run of days, if you've made bad decisions that you feel can't be undone, start today. Get a good workout in. Go running. Drink water over alcohol. Eat good food. Say hi to some people. Smile. Build that relationship with yourself. That's the message that I'm trying to put forth. I'm trying to put forth this idea that we have good days from now on. And those days aren't going to be easy. Good days are often hard days. But that's okay. We do it again. We do it again. We do it again. So in short, these messages are meant to be inspirational to a point, motivational to a point. They're supposed to be infused with discipline and blunt seriousness. It doesn't mean that they're not supposed to make you happy. Happiness can be part of seriousness. Happiness can be part of your success. Happiness can be part of your journey, but you have to be serious with yourself before others will take you seriously. Thanks for listening.